time to go viral. I'm homicidal, I'm killing all my rivals. I'm the man, should I put that on the Bible? I Spotify my target, cause you know I got the title. Hey, I'm a Mac too. I told baby shake that ass like she Apple. She said it's real, so she got my name tattooed. House full, so I hit it in the back room. Baby said she need it now, peep the urgency. I want a little Kim before she had the surgery. Leg spread on that hardcore poster. She love twerking, she just do it for the coach. Big dog, bull master. Six tray Chevrolet, I'm classic. All these niggas mad at me, that's tragic. Your main bitch in the bed, that's graphic. Yeah, we about to go viral. Hey. We about to go viral.
Nigga, you was nice as hell when motherfucking you pulled up with Scotty. Then you try to pretend like that wasn't you. Nah, these niggas is scared to death. Who? Hey, y'all better chill out, man. Besides that, he gonna get on this 40 Glock tip on y'all. Cause y'all better relax. Get the running down on y'all cars and all that.
Nah, that ain't what I'm saying. I ain't on none of that. Allegedly, I don't know what cuz talking about. Allegedly, what that Mexican nigga said. He said, allegedly, they gave me a trophy. For
what's the
nigga, I had the
deal?
Most bodies of the year, nigga, allegedly.
What's that the nigga. Deal? What's the deal? What's the word? Back at y'all with another one, man. Y'all already know who it is by now. I ain't got to keep introducing us.
Gee.
Nah, they ain't get to me. Host that do the most, Mr. Farmer himself, a.k.a. the villain, because they hate me for my opinion. And I got bro in the building. What's the word?
Yeah, man. Another one. Another regular day. I just came off another hike today, man. And that was a good one, though. This was harder than the last time, because I didn't eat shit. Trying to, like, go this whole day without eating.
Yeah, I'm finna get back on my hiking tip, too. I just left the gym, and I got to double back because I missed a day this week. Yeah. So I'm going to have another evening session after our evening session of the power when Kali pull up. And what's up with your boy, King? Crying in the reaction channel pages. I just seen him crying today about us. I'm like, man, I thought the back and forth stuff was over. We just was throwing little friendly little jabs because that's what y'all wanted to do. Y'all tell us we too serious. Oh, y'all need to lighten up and everything ain't serious. You know, joke a little bit. We get the joke and then the narrative starts sticking. All of a sudden, people in their feelings. I thought it was bring your own narrative. What happened?
Yeah, it's wild too because I've been trying to navigate in this content space and I don't even like to play people. I never try to play with people. So I don't know, man. We try to open up and be different in this space and that shit just... I guess when it's playing too much and people getting sensitive, I guess I should say.
That's really crazy to get sensitive.
Niggas making threats like, oh, I can really get on them and do this and do that.
Listen, King, get on whatever you want to get on. Get on whatever type of time you feel you need to get on, bro. You have our clearance. You have the doors open for you. We're giving you clearance to get on whatever you want to get on. Go dig up the old content. Go dig up how we used to talk shit about Adam and then we went on No Jumper and was chilling with Adam. Go do all that lame shit that you think you finna do. Talking about, yeah, I'm gonna get to the bottom of the narratives and the truth in the details. What truth in the details, cuz? You're not gonna find no flaws. All you gonna do is do the same lame shit everybody else do. Didn't y'all talk about No Jumper? Why y'all working with No Jumper? Like, cuz, that's not working. You don't see that by now?
Yeah, unless niggas, you know what I mean? Some niggas might mean more than that. Some niggas might mean personal. Like, you know, sometimes a lot of niggas play, but don't really be playing. You think it's they hide it in the truth of a joke.
I mean, so. What personal you finna dig up?
Yeah, no, I
you
I
can run
I,
the resume.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm not worried about none of that, but that's just where a lot of the shit goes. That's why I don't like to play because you only do you see what happens with them niggas.
Nah, what happened is niggas want to play on their terms. So when shit don't go their way, because they looking at us like, oh, them the serious brothers. We can out joke them any day of the week. Then when our jokes start to stick. And the narrative was thrown out by your homie and your own actions. We just ran with it and put it out there and it stuck. So now it's like, oh, you know, I ain't really with the joking like that. I be joking with the homies, but you know, the homie that ain't the homie come joking like he the homie. Like, nigga, we ain't never professed to be homies, nigga. We met niggas through the pod space. Niggas was cool and we left it at that. But You're not just finna throw jokes and narratives at us and we just supposed to sit here and just take it. Like, nigga, no. Because if we get back serious on niggas, niggas gonna be like, man, y'all taking this shit too far. It's just content. Niggas too serious. Like, nigga, y'all gotta pick a side. Because just say y'all threatened by Viraway or just say you don't really fuck with Viraway. That's all niggas really gotta say. All this pretend, holding hands, sing along shit, be cool when you see niggas and then be passive aggressive and... When niggas ain't around on these clip pages and all that, no, niggas say how y'all niggas really feel, cuz it's that. We ain't gotta do no crazy back and forth. Like bro said, we don't even be joking with niggas we don't know like that. But we understand this content, so we lightened up. We partook in some of the jokes, and y'all confused that with WWE. Oh, see, they in the WWE. No, nigga, we're not running plays. We're not doing fake nothing. Everything you see is organic, even the jokes, nigga. Because Cub really a drunk. I don't know why he mad, nigga. You're the drunk. You pick the cup up every stream. How is a nigga who drink on every stream mad? A nigga's just saying, damn, Cub be drinking a lot. That nigga's drunk. I don't get it, Cub. Then you mad at Don't Panic for posting it? You put it on the camera to post. Nobody told you to pull up with green juice and then run to the side and pick up a 35-gallon bottle of Taka Vodka, Cub. Like, you did that. Niggas be crazy. And this ain't even a diss. I just seen them say our name, so hey, I'ma shoot back because I already know the narratives. Oh man, here they go trying to insert themselves. But you bitch ass fake pages who be in the comments don't never say nothing under their comments when they say our name. I be sitting back chilling, scrolling. Oh shit, niggas said Viraway. What they talking about? Oh damn, that's how niggas feel? All right, cool.
Nigga brought up out of thin air. Conversation ain't got nothing to do with niggas.
Out of thin air, we ain't even say nothing. And it'd be so crazy because like I be posting stuff and it'd be like, if the shoe fit, wear it. It don't even be about no particular individual because it'd be a lot of individuals who fit under it. So, you know, it's like you just put it out there and the hit dog gonna holler. And they be hollering like a motherfucker.
They gonna say, here you go crying again.
Exactly, exactly. It's just like, nigga, just say y'all, you know, the intimidation factor is there. Like they said, if you got the person who has a lot of enemies or forces going against them, they're a threat. That just lets you know what type of threat you are. So if you got a whole coalition teaming up on just little old us two, the midgets or whatever y'all like to say, the 5'2 buff niggas, niggas got to be feeling threatened by some 5'2 buff niggas.
I wouldn't even say it's the whole coalition lately. I don't really see them mention us. I think Pun likes to bring us up a lot for somebody that doesn't really seem like he or acts like he knows us or doesn't care to fuck with us like that. I think that's where it gets ironic. Because even in that conversation they had where they was, I don't know if they was talking about Don't Panic narrative. They try to make it seem like we had this narrative about Keem and y'all came with the jokes. That's all it is, really.
Right. It's like, you know how you got you know, somebody want to slap box. You like, nah, I'm cool. I'm cool. Then they just keep fucking with you. Nah, come on, cuz. Then you get out there and boop, bop, bam, bam, slap the shit out of them. Now, oh, cuz, you taking it too serious. Nigga, calm down. I was just playing. You're like, I was just playing too. My plan just made maybe harder. a little harder yeah. than you. And what I mean by coalition, I'm not even talking about the whole Figmunity world or none of that. Cause we cool with most of them. Nigga just got off the phone with AD, just got off the phone with MacWap. I be tapping in, they be tapping in. I'm meaning like, it ain't just that pod.
You mean just the verse?
I mean the whole universe. The whole YouTube universe. We see where the shots be coming from. I know it'd be a lot of these niggas under these fake pages leaving them comments.
Nah, for sure.
And we know why the trolls is mad. Because every time I go look at a troll, oh, the viral games, the viral this shit trash. I go click and guess what they are. I ain't even got to say it. Niggas still mad we said Hispanics was guessing hip-hop. Even though we've already made it clear Hispanics fuck with us, we fuck with them. They've been tapping in to get on the show. They be leaving comments. Hey, I already fuck with y'all. Every time I go click a comment, it's one of y'all hating, mad as a motherfucker.
They was trying to get Almighty to say something about us. They were trying to bait him in.
Oh, yeah, they try to bait. We never dissed the nigga. We just called it how we saw it. We called it straight down the middle. They tried, oh man, y'all hating on Brandon. Y'all jealous of Brandon. These niggas is.
That was the craziest.
That was the craziest. Because we called it down the middle. We jealous. Now, if we would have came in here and just shitted on Almighty, they would have said, y'all fake. Y'all was up there with Almighty. It's no win situation.
But it's not even that. It's like, it's not even our duty to really get on Almighty in that sense. I mean, other than that, that could be talked about off camera if we really felt like it was supposed to be more than that. And that's why I say, even going at him, if he didn't want to, if he went into content, making a content world, honestly would have just left it out. We talked about that already. And then on top of that, if he was already doing a content spree about it. But that's the only reason I even looked at it. But I look at it like not saying he's a kid, but if I had a son and he's having issues with somebody at a park or anything else, who you think I'm going to come chastise? My son or the other kid? I don't give a fuck what the other kid did. What did you do? You get what I'm saying?
Nah, facts.
Like, so that's how I'm looking at it in a sense. Like, nigga, I don't know that other kid. Like, nigga, if cuz did whatever he did to you, why didn't you get on him? The same way he tell you when you come home from school. Like, nigga, if you get in a fight, you better whoop some ass.
Nah, facts.
Yeah, so.
All that was, them two videos and them comments just made me realize we're outnumbered. It's like you forget when you be around like-minded individuals and you only pay attention to, you know, your morals, your ethics, your codes, and the world that you live in. And then you see, well, goddamn, most people really don't have no morals, no ethics, no nothing.
Solid niggas is out of stock.
Solid, exactly. It's like a rare cloth now. It's like it's hard to find. You like most of the world is off deck. Niggas be straight marks. Niggas was mad at us. But you're telling a homie, like, cuz, letting somebody spit on you is not savvy. It's not cool. I don't give a fuck how stoic a nigga is. You can be intelligent and still be aggressive. There's plenty dangerous, gentle giants who can destroy you, but 9 times out of 10, they will choose to walk away. But I guarantee you, you spit on any one of them, they're demolishing you. I don't know nobody that's just finna be cool with getting spit on. And this ain't even just to like shit on Brandon, because I'm not. We already told him how we felt about it. This was to the comments, to my amazement. It's like, oh, these niggas want him to crash. We never told him to go drill nobody or nothing.
If anything, we were trying to prevent that even from crashing in the first place.
We was the main ones telling people from day one, that type of activity doesn't belong on a podcast. You know what they told us when we went up there and was saying that? No, let it happen. Y'all too serious. Y'all ruining the stream. Them was all the comments. And then when the situation plays out exactly the way we said it was going to play out, one of these days, something going to happen. It's going to be too real for TV. We told niggas, you bringing all this gangbang stuff. Niggas is crashing. Niggas doing this. Niggas talking to niggas a certain way. We come from the environment where we know it's only one end result of that action. These nerd-ass niggas who live in the comments under fake pages and live in the Reddit, these zesty disciple-ass, weirdo-ass, clown-ass niggas, they don't live outside in the real world. They've been sheltered. They live vicariously through who they see on the pod and in the music. So they don't understand the microtransgressions that can lead to a destructive type of ending. We do. We see it every day. We've been apart. We know what we like. Okay, I already know what's going to happen. That's why we had the stance we took. But niggas who lived their whole life on the porch and never actually came down into the street and experienced nothing, they don't get it.
Niggas wasn't even on the porch. It was in the window.
That's on the set. Niggas in the project window. Nigga looking down. Mama told him, get the fuck out that window. Close my curtain. Nigga, these niggas crazy. I was like, I really was mind blown for a minute. Like, am I tripping? Where the fuck? We hating. We envious.
The comments you got to take with
a grain of salt. Yeah, on gang. It just was like.
That blew my mind too. But I was like, damn.
I'm like, a nigga I known over 10 years. I'd have been to this nigga house around his kids. He'd have been to my house around my kids. We put him on the pod. How in the fuck is we jealous?
Never been a hater, I don't care enough.
how are we? I don't understand, cuz. Like, what? These comments, this internet world is wild. I seen AD saying, you know, sometimes you just got to log off and detach.
No,
and
that's real. That's 100% facts. I had to go sit with nature, nigga. They had to go give him some nature.
I said,
that internet is wild. Shout out to AD. You for sure got to detach, because once you get off of that, then you back to your regular life. That's what's better. You got to have it has to be a balance. You can't be on this shit 24/7. That's why a lot of people be ready to fucking off themselves, stuck on this goddamn internet all day. You in a whole different world. Then when you get back to your real world, nigga, it's you sick. Your mind is too much dopamine and kicked off. You fucked up. Like, you do got to have a balance. I agree
and it's really crazy just to see there's humans, grown men, who think like this. Niggas thinking, walking around. Okay, it's a difference between being stoic, emotionally intelligent, and being a target and getting marked out. Certain shit, yes, I understand. Keep your emotions intact. But that does not mean you don't never tap into your warrior side. These bitch-ass niggas in the comments who marks and bitches think anytime that you react aggressively, oh, you lose your emotional intelligence. No. That shit is needed in, at some point in some situations. Not every situation. And everything ain't a crash out. Nigga whooping a nigga feet because he disrespected him, that's not a crash out. Crash. Y'all don't know what real crash is.
Yeah, crash is really when you was really taking it there.
That's a crash out is a nigga put his whole life out there and just threw it away. He crashed. Broad daylight. Man down. Didn't care who saw camera, nothing. Them is crash outs. The prison is full of crash outs. A nigga spitting on you or even calling you out your name too much, too aggressively, and you smack the shit out of him, that's not a crash out. That's a normal reaction that every man should have. And for niggas saying, oh man, y'all niggas still thinking like gangbangers and this. No, you niggas is bitches. This has nothing to do with the streets. This any man gonna tell his son that. You go to school, somebody spit on you in class, you better whoop their ass. Imagine your son come home talking about, yeah, dad, I was stoic. Stoic? Fuck did you do? Oh, I just sat there and finished my homework. Man, I'm finna beat your ass.
Nah, facts. Yeah, that shit crazy.
Oh, man. Now I know what Nip meant by like, man, I ain't nothing like these rap niggas. I get it. Get around certain people and it's just like, oh, cuh, these niggas all the way left.
Yeah, nah, that shit wild. Even with the comments, you just can't take it personal. You know what I mean? That's what I'm learning. But I just troll them back for a second for like 3 minutes, then I get up out of there. Because they have you in that motherfucker hot because you can't really do nothing to them.
And it's not even like, I understand trolls. I understand they get a kick out of this type of stuff. But wouldn't it be I can't even explain it. It'd be one nigga, one video.
No, it'd be the nigga. It'd be the nigga that was just glazing this for weeks, and then he see one take that make you change your whole view on somebody.
Or a nigga who was in your inbox saying some weird shit, then you blocked the nigga, and he hitting other people. Hey, tell him to block me. I was just trolling. I was playing. Now he mad trolling under every video, but you were just glazing a week ago. These niggas is crazy, cuz internet be internetting.
Yeah, like a motherfucker.
Yeah, but man, what else? What's going on out here, man?
Man, you got the playoffs out here looking trash to me right now.
I ain't even been watching.
He don't know who in
there. I don't even know who playing.
You got the SGA from the OKC. They finna go to the finals. You got the Knicks down 3-2. People praying that they come back. You got the boy Haliburton. They look like he didn't even play last game. Jalen Bronson and him. I don't know if they come back from 3-1. The Knicks is praying for that. Fucking Spike Lee talking about he'd give up an Oscar just for the Knicks to get to the finals.
I believe it, because as long as I've been alive, Spike been having them floor seats.
Nah, facts.
And he ain't seen nobody win.
If y'all don't get that for Spike Lee, it's going to be crazy. He like, nigga, I'm getting old, nigga. He like, cuz, trying to make sure he sees something. So, I don't know. At this point, Anthony Edwards and let niggas down, but he kind of young, so I'm going to give him that. Other than that, I don't really see like the NBA is about to be cooked.
Yeah,
NBA. All the trolling that y'all do on LeBron right now, when y'all have nobody else to hate on, like y'all hate on that nigga, it's going to be ugly. When him, Steph, you got to think this era is but it's trash. You got no niggas. You got Steph, LeBron, KD. I forget who else around that time left. If Chris Paul is still playing, oh, he might just retire. It ain't too many left that was from the golden eras, man. And now it's looking like the NBA is just full of young street punks.
I'm so tuned out of sports outside of keeping up with maybe like fantasy football or something. That's probably the only reason I really still keep up with the NFL like that. It's just so much going on in the world that's affecting us in real time every day. All this new legislation in California people are literally being outpriced of living out here. It's really crazy. I don't know what state y'all in watching this. California is insane. So for people to be living out here and then still not paying attention to what's going on around them or not trying to get involved, it's crazy. It's literally crazy. I just had a talk with the dude I work with and all of the changes in the taxes because, you know, they got the no tax on OT if you make under like 150, 160, and niggas is making above that. So he like, man, this is, get me over. I got to low-key cut my hours just not to get hit. Mind you, dude got no kids, no wife. You know what I'm saying? If you don't own a damn business, if you don't own no property, if you ain't got no write-offs and you just making hella bread, they're taking majority of that. Like, if you make $1 million out here, your take-home is probably going to be, like, somewhere around high 400.
They treating you like they do people something. When they win the lotto.
Yeah. Bro, it is ridiculous. To make $1 million take-home in California, you have to make, like, 3. So he was on the same type of time we've been on since the show started. Like, man, let's everybody go exempt at the same time. Everybody. Just go exempt all year. Get all your bread. Don't let the federal tax come. Nothing. Don't let them take no federal nothing, bro. Because you got to think, when we think about taxes, people only looking at the income tax. Nobody never adds up the tax that you pay in the store.
Nah, facts. So, every single store.
You got to really think about this, bro. You go to work, you get taxed. They tax your bread before you see it. And you go to the store, pay for items that has another tax on it.
Oh, each item.
On each item. Not to mention the tax on the gas. I mean, you're paying tax on type of tax.
Tax to take out your own money.
Then at the end of the year, depending on what you made, you might have made too much, meaning you were too successful. They're going to tax you some more. So we being triple and quadruple taxed, and nobody is really batting an eye. And they raising it whenever they feel like it. The more you work, the more you make, the more they take.
That was the dumbest shit ever. When I used to see that, you go to OT and you like, nigga, I should have just worked regular. nigga didn't work a 16-hour shift or something. And now they done whooped your whole check. It's like, it's no point. I'm about to just give me my 40 hours. I'm working OT for nothing. You adding up all your money on your check and they taking way more out. Talking about you gonna get it on the back end at the end of the year.
Nah, it's really disgusting. And
I think when they make laws like that, instead of, they always try to make stipulations. It's like, that should just go worldwide for everybody. It shouldn't matter how much you make. It shouldn't matter that you're working a job, you make more money. So I'm only gonna do this for the people that's making less money. So I just don't see anything that makes sense. They're doing that for themselves at some point. Because I feel like those people have corporate businesses and they know that these people making X amount of money, they're still wanting to tax them businesses. You get what I'm saying?
No, for sure.
Like the rich people. So they know that they're going to be making over 100K and now they're trying to keep it to where they don't lose out.
It's just mind-blowing to me how much faith people have in these politicians. And they don't see you're not in the game. Like, let's just say you a Democrat or a Republic. I think this is something you said before. How many times have they ever rang your phone, text you, sent you an email, and said, hey, man, we looking at writing this legislation. What you think about it, my fellow Republican, my fellow Democrat?
Like, you niggas, y'all niggas, you know how crazy this shit is? Because we said this before. You attaching yourself to whether you're Republican or Democrat, feeling like you a part of something when you don't count. You don't even count, because you're not allowed to go to no meetings in the White House. You're not even allowed to go to the White House. They'll probably smoke you.
But show up unannounced and
go up
gate.
There with your colors on and start screaming you're a Republican or something or a Democrat. It don't even really matter. Like, the power is with us, but we're giving it to them. Y'all got to think and pay attention. It's the government. They don't want you to know nothing about them. You can't get no information on them. You can't. Unless they put a bill or something out for you to make you feel like you voted for something, which they probably was going to pass already anyway. And think about it on the flip side. Everything else is the opposite for you. They want to know everything you're doing. They want to know where your money coming and going. They want to damn near know how many people in your house. They want to know where you're spending your money. They want to know every single thing to your social security number, to how much you making at your job. Damn near how many meals you ate that day. Like, They want it to the point where they for to make it like the AI to where they can see in your house. So they want to know every single thing about you, but you don't know nothing about them. Like, what type of government is that?
And the AI stuff, nobody's even paying attention to that. AI is slowly removing the need for you out of society. It's going to be to a point where I think Bill Gates or somebody, I think it was Bill Gates, where they was deciding, like, I mean, low key, once AI get to the peak that we that we're planning on it to hit, we low-key could decide how many people we even need around.
Bro, that shit is past that. Did you see that? Did you see that video of the nigga where he placed him inside the NBA game?
Oh, yeah. That's what I mean. They like Minority Report, fool. They can have you doing a crime and you never was there.
It was this one, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, man, that's crazy. They said they make an AI where they can insert you into a basketball game while it's live, and you'll do every move that person is doing while we out here worrying about making memes with AI. that's how far behind we is. And it's just crazy. I wish I could show y'all the video. I'm going to probably try to send it to you so you could add it to a clip. But that video is wild, crazy work. Like, just imagine if they're showing you this. Imagine what they can do. And this was 3 years ago that he introduced that to the people.
Bro, I just seen they have an AI. They had an AI politician. So everybody was following this guy, which was really AI, thinking he was a politician. He's reading legislation. He's doing this, that, and the third. He looked official. And people was like, who the fuck is this dude even? Like, who is this dude? Then they started seeing little flaws in the video where you, if you really zoomed in and looked closely, you could see like it's computer generated. But to the naked eye, it looks real. And everybody was really tapped in. I just saw a damn AI podcast. They coming for the podcast. Literally, just followed the podcast page. It said the world's first AI podcast that can talk back to people. It's all AI generated.
You know, it's crazy. More people going to want to tap in with that like they tapping into ChatGPT.
Right, because it's going to be able to tap into unlimited knowledge at any point. So
right.
Just think about any topic that you want to talk about and you got to research, that shit going to pull up the facts in 2.5 seconds.
And you ain't winning no debates.
You can't win no debates.
Because your fact check you going to check is that.
Right, like, right. The shit you going to fact check is already computed. Everything that is, that answer that you finna get. Because you running straight to ChatGPT for sure.
Facts.
And it's pulling ChatGPT up. When you Google now, it goes ChatGPT.
Yeah, it's crazy. It tell you artificial intelligence. Yeah. Even when you go to Google, they took over everything. And then it was something about some, dang, I should have sent it to you. It was like, what's that new Google thing? Like G, was it GO3 or something like that?
What is it, a new search engine?
I think so, but it was just the way they had everything looking real. Then they like, I gotta find it.
Nah, y'all better pay attention. It's real dangerous where it's headed. This is why you gotta get rich, bro. It's really, money ain't everything, but it's everything.
Money is everything.
Because you gotta think, your entire day is filled with trying to make ends meet or doing frivolous, like, hobbies or something that society basically deemed that you should be doing. Just really think about your day. Every day, every move that you make, every place that you go, I'm pretty sure it's to get a dollar outside of, you know, maybe the gym or your kids' sports or something like that. But every other waking second of the day as an adult, you're thinking about getting a dollar to give it back away, either right, shopping or paying a bill. So your mind is programmed to intake money and then to spend that money. Nobody's really thinking about trying to start a business, invest, or nothing like that. Not only are they not thinking about it, they were never given the information, but they never have time to really sit down to even think about it.
Even if you think about it, you just like, damn, most people like, I ain't got the money to start it up. Or you don't even do no research to see how much it actually costs to start it up because you think you wouldn't have enough anyway. So most people ain't even trying to even take the first step of doing the research about what a startup business would be.
Now, but just think if you was to think about your day, like I said. Now, imagine you became a multimillionaire, billionaire today. You could eliminate probably everything you do during the day, and now you have all that free time. So what would you be doing with that free time? How much more clear thinking could you do with that free time?
That's basically what I was going to say. Like, if money wasn't a problem for nobody, and you know what's crazy? Most people don't even want to be rich. They just want to be in a financial space enough where they can pay their bills, take a trip when they want to, you know what I mean? Get some new clothes when you want to, eat what you want to. Everybody don't care about being millionaire, gazillionaires, but I want to be a millionaire. What that nigga say so bad? but like you right though. But if you get the mental clarity of not having to worry about bills and regular living, when you can wake up excited about life and do the things that you want to do, then it makes life how we're supposed to live it. The way they got us living is the exact opposite.
We're on the grid. So just look at a computer chip, bro. Get like a microscopic view of a computer chip. That's where we're at. We're on the grid. But then if you go look in nature, that's where you're really supposed to be. That's where you become the best version of a human, just being around the elements. The more you on the grid, the furthest away from your true self that you get. Think about how much sunlight you get a day. Especially if you're black, the sunlight powers us up. The sunlight powers your melanin up. We're supposed to get downloads from the sunlight. We're supposed to go out there and just chill in the sun. Like he always say, if you got a dog, nigga, your dog will find any spot in the house that has a brink of sunlight and just sit there to soak it up if you don't take him out daily. Like your dog, dog will literally start to look for the sunlight because they know they need it the same way you need it. It's bad enough. We already wear the clothes. We wear the shoes. Our feet never touch the ground. We're supposed to be grounding. Not to mention the shape of the shoe is destroying your natural feet, the natural shape of your feet. Our feet ain't supposed to be in narrow shoes. Your feet supposed to be able to grip the ground like kind of like webs. Like if you look at any indigenous tribes, their feet are wide as hell. Go look up any tribe that don't wear shoes. Bro, look how far space they toes are.
They feel like Megan Thee Stallion's. Y'all seen that picture uploaded?
Hey, before she stepped on the glass.
She got some things on her. I'm like, God damn.
She got some motherfucking
True, but it was crazy though. Cause when I went to go hike today, I went further than I usually go. So I had to go up, down, up, and then I went around a whole fucking trail. But when I got around the trail, I seen a lady and she was standing like with her forehead to the tree. But I didn't know if she was praying or if she was grounding or what she was really doing. I'm like, damn, in my mind, I'm like, you know, maybe 15 years ago, I looked at her like this lady crazy or weird. But when you understand a little more about being connected to nature and life, you like, damn, that's what I low-key need to be doing. Like, not necessarily doing exactly what she's doing, but just being grounded in the soil or the grass or certain things like that. And you go clear your mind a lot, man. Like, I feel good. I even ate shit, cuz, like, all day. Like, and I'm not even hungry, which is crazy. I'm usually by 2-3 o'clock, a nigga be ready to eat something. I'm gonna try to do a quick 24 today. And then on the first, I wanna do like a 72. I'm trying to just start cleaning it out.
Nah, because it was to a point, I used to go hiking every weekend. It's just once we started podding, it's hard to get out on the weekend.
It's hard to manage that.
Between the editing and the recording, and then the kids' sports ramping up. So
then the traffic, you'd be like, damn, well, I'm gonna find a new hike or something like that. And a lot of that should be out the way.
You know, all the best hikes is deep, deep, deep in the OC, like towards Laguna in that area down there. That's where you get the water, scenic views behind the trails. Like, I like going to the top of the world. That's a trail. You gotta be careful though, because I got lost on that damn trail. Following the damn kids. We let the kids take the lead. So it's like, first of all, you got to climb down a cliff. And then you can go like left. You can go left or you can go right. If you go right off the edge of the cliff, it's a fucking bike trail. But it looks like a regular trail. So we got lost about an hour deep into this bike trail that leads into the fucking jungle, nigga. California jungle. It looked like you in the jungle. You in the woods. Nigga, the bikes are coming around a corner 100 miles an hour because it's all like sharp turns and you really can't hear them coming. So every so often,
niggas
you
on
got to
fixies.
Like they flying. Like literally, you got to like damn near jump off the side of the trail because it's so narrow. It's just narrow enough for a bike. So as we were trying to walk back, nigga, we got bike after bike after bike just flying by. It was a disaster waiting to happen. So
you know,
never let your kids take the lead on the hike.
But you know what's good about that type of stuff? When shit like that happens, it's good for you to tap into your instinct side, because now you have to do critical thinking. It ain't like you can sit there sometimes and just Google if you ain't got no service. You got to figure your way out. So it takes some real problem solving and critical thinking to get about the jungle. They got to start trying to remember what road he went down, what trees was this. So I think that's a good thing, though. Yeah, getting more into hiking, man. That'll change everything, especially even if you just depressed and stuff like that. Go outside, take a walk, get some sunlight. Your mood will change instantly, maybe within 10 minutes.
start to think. Most people don't think. And what I mean by think, I mean like think to create. Think to enhance your life. Most of our thoughts are low-key given to us based off of the situations we're placed in life. Now, after a certain point, you become the creator of the situations that you're placed in. But it is systemically made up for certain people to be at the bottom to allow certain people to stay at the top. Somebody has to be at the bottom. I'm sorry. Like, there's no way to be at the top if there's no bottom. There's no top of the mountain without the bottom of the mountain. You know what I'm saying? And the capitalist system that we live in, somebody got to be at the bottom because that's what propels the people at the top to the top is the bottom. You just don't want to be the one at the motherfucking bottom. So start thinking of a way that you can climb up because it's California just passed a bill where they're going to limit the amount of houses. I think it was down to maybe 100 or something that these big corporations can buy at a time or own at a time. But they're trying to drive up the individual home ownership because if not, it's going to turn to Atlanta where you got three big corporations owning like 60% of the housing market. So 60% of the population has to rent and they'll never be owners because they outpriced.
Because
whatever you bid on the house, nigga, the company could bid double what you just bid on. And once they get it, they ain't never selling it. That's lifetime income. So imagine you walk by these big 60 to 120 unit complexes. You ever just think, somebody owned this? You ever just stop, look up, how much is the rent in here? One bed, two bed, three bed. And then look at how many units is in there, multiply that by how much it is to rent one, and just think somebody is getting that cash flow every month.
That's crazy. Just imagine, like you said, 160 units at 2,000. You getting that? Yeah, that's crazy.
And we never really sit and think somebody and
only
owns
one,
this.
And that's only one of the ones they got. So and you are you getting one. At least over 250,000, 300,000 just off of one apartment unit.
Because you got to think the area the studio is in, nigga. It's like, oh my God, you talking about the same renovators owning multiple? Yeah. 4,000 to 5,000 for the, like, bro, it's serious. It's serious money to be made out here. We're just programmed to only think of getting it from a job. Very, very seldom do we think I can create something to change my whole family's life, my whole bloodline. Just think about Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Somebody had to think of that and create that.
That's some different level shit, though. Them niggas are going to school and everything else, like... That's facts, though. But you got to think about it. I bet you they called the nigga who made a toothpick a dummy.
Exactly.
who the fuck would have thought a toothpick? Them motherfuckers probably getting bankroll off of that. Not even just that. Q-tips, small shit. Like, shit you would never think of that's necessary. Like, you don't think the back of an earring is so important until you ain't got one. So, it's like, it'd be sick.
Nigga used to get the eraser.
Facts, yeah. Yeah, big ass eraser in the back of his ear.
Nigga, like, try to get the eraser as small as possible.
Yeah, you shaving that. That's so destroy the erasers.
That's so God. Like, you got to really think shit that be looking useless that's in every home, every business, everywhere around America and the world, nigga. And it don't got to be complex. Something as simple as the damn toothpick, like you just said, made somebody rich and changed their family. You can't go to a restaurant that don't got a little toothpick thing in the front.
Right. Or you looking for them. You want them. You damn near need them at the house.
Nah, facts. Yeah. Dental floss.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Most businesses that generate the most money are usually boring businesses. Think of a car wash. Something as simple as that. Everybody got to get their car washed. And almost nobody wants to wash their own car. You want to be able to drive through, vacuum your shit. 10 minutes, you want to be able to get in and out.
That's why that mobile detailing is so big, too, because they have your shit glistening. Your shit lit up. So it's like, it's a lot of things out here. We just got to just put that focus on it and stay at it.
All I'm saying is y'all got to start really thinking about something that AI can't take from you. This is why blue collar is exploding right now. You got a bunch of usually who will be book nerds. And look down on blue-collar work. They're seeking the blue-collar jobs now because that's something AI can't do just yet. We can't put a robot out in the oil field and have the robot repairing lines, fixing pumps, fixing pumping units, replacing horses' head. You know what I'm saying? Running injection water lines, running gas lines. AI can't do that. A human got to get out there with a pipe wrench. A human got to get out there with a crescent wrench and a damn torque wrench. A human got to get out there and weld them lines and repair them leaks and flip them blinds and test the lines, pressure test. Yeah, that's human work. Your toilet go bad, there's no robot to show up to do that, to unplug it. A plumber has to come. Plumbing is big money.
Yeah, they said they getting bankrolls for that right now.
Bankrolls. Nigga, somebody's toilet is always fucked up. Somebody's toilet is always fucked up, especially in them new builds that they build in the houses hella fast, like 30 days. The damn walls ain't even real. It's not even like real wood. It's like that thin plywood, sandpaper shit. You know what I'm saying? They going cheap on the plumbing. It ain't like back in the days. So it's big business in plumbing. It's big business in HVAC.
That's for sure a big business in that.
Putting them solar panels up, roofing. Man, it's dirty, but it's a lot of money to be made. Them are some of the only jobs you could still work and make six figures without a college degree. Get big bank. So, man, y'all better start looking to create, man. What's going on in the music world, man? Any new music drop?
Man, I don't really know no new music right now.
What's up with the music game, cuz?
You ain't keeping up.
I'm keeping up. This shit is trash. It's garbage, cuz. I just think I'm going to tell you what is hot. AZ Chike, cuz, got some. If he could figure his shit out of how to make a complete project, he got some. What is that? That Game Time? What's the name of it? That shit, bang. I don't give a fuck what niggas is talking about. Niggas can say K-Dot style, West Coast, whatever. Nigga, that shit bang, nigga. I don't give a fuck what nobody talking about. So AZ Chike is dope. It's just, he just got to find a way.
Oh, the Clips. They coming out with some new shit, huh?
Versatile. The Clips?
I think they is.
Both of them are the brothers.
I think the Clips is the both. Yes, I think they is coming out with something. The Clips and Pharrell are still a match made in trap rap in heaven, but I'm not sure if they is. I know I seen like a few. It could have been fake, but I seen a lot of people posting like, are they trying to get back together? So, but you know, the brother went all Christian and stuff like that, so I don't really don't know.
So what was you know what? Let's revisit this. We got to revisit the Drake versus Pusha T beef. How effective now, years later down the line, was Pusha T's Adonis song? Did he really win that beef? If we go back and go track for track, did he really win? Because that duppy freestyle that Drake had, I went back and listened to it. That was crazy.
I like Drake music better than Pusha T music. I never really counted it. Like I said before, the only thing that they got that made the world go crazy is that the nigga had a son. I'm like, I really didn't care about that. Like, cause I didn't want the world to know his son. Okay, cool. Like, that didn't really affect me. So I don't really know. What else was it? Oh, the blackface thing killed him. That was terrible. That was disgusting work. I ain't gonna lie. Like,
not artwork.
Cud doing blackface. That was him really did that though, didn't he? He did the blackface.
Nah, yeah. He did. No, I'm just saying musically, like song for song. If we run them tracks back.
Is it the tracks that make it better or did somebody have better lines?
Nah, nigga, I'm just saying. Well, how effective. See, you probably don't remember Pusha T's diss. We probably should have listened to it before we did the topic, because I'm telling you that duppy freestyle. All right, I'm going to play it and then I'm going to have to cut it from the stream so we don't get hit with the copyright strikes. But first, I'm gonna play the Adonis, then I'm gonna play Drake's, the story of Adonis. So I'm gonna scratch this from the audio, and then we're gonna get the reviews when we come back. Brief intermission, y'all. I'm finna play the songs. So this is
kind of goofy.
Story of Adonis.
Easy money. It's about to be a surgical summer. Chop the tops off the coops. Goose right in the side. Let's have a heart to heart about your pride. Even though you're multi, I see that your soul don't look alive. The M's count different when baby divides the pie. Wait, let's examine why. Your music for the past few years been angry and full of lies. I started at the home front, I'm on one. Dennis Graham, stay off the gram, bitch, I'm on one. You mentioned wedding ring like it's a bad thing. Your father walked away at 5, hell of a dad thing. Marriage is something that Sandy never had, Drake. How you a winner, but she keep coming in last place. Monkey suit, Dennis, you parade him. A Steve Harvey suit, nigga, made him. Confused, always felt you weren't black enough. Afraid to grow it cause your fro wouldn't nap enough. Since you name drop my fiance, let him know who you chose as your Beyonce. Sophie knows better as your baby mother. Cleaned her up for IG, but the stench is on her. A baby's involved, it's deeper than rap. We talking character, let me keep with the facts. You are hiding a child, let that boy come home. Deadbeat motherfucker playing border patrol. Ooh, Adonis is your son, and he deserves more than an Adidas press run. That's real. Love that baby, respect that girl. Forget she's a porn star, let her be your world. Yeah. How dare you put yay in my verses? I'm selfish, I want all of the curses. I'm pre-booking the churches. Me versus three hearses. If we all go to hell, it'll be worth it. Already aligned with the greats. And on that same note, the only ones I chase are two ghosts. Still giving you classics. That's the only thing that dates me. OVO 40, hunched over like he 80. Tick, tick, tick. How much time he got, that man is 666. I got the devil flow, nigga. 666. Surgical summer with it. Snip, snip, snip. And you don't really want it with him. Surgical Summer Volume 1. We gonna take this slow.
That was gassing.
We just gonna peel it back layer by layer. Yeah.
Okay, now let's play Drake's. So that was the story of Adonis. This is the Drake Pusha T diss. That was crazy. That was crazy.
Oh.
So we done went track for track. They just went track for track. Y'all heard both tracks. I'm upload this and see if we get hit with the copyright. If we don't, I'm gonna let it rock. If we do, I'm gonna take it down and re-upload the edited version. But and who you have winning that, man? Because the shock value lines don't last throughout time. Telling us Drake had a son that we didn't know about was, oh my God, Drake got a kid in that moment. Now Drake kid, like what? Fuck, how old was that song? 5 years? Drake kid, 5, 7, 10 or something like that. It no longer hits anymore. So, okay, he got a kid. So that line don't hit.
I think it still hit. When I speak on far as him exposing that he had a kid, I think it was more about just the way the media puts it out. Like, not necessarily his diss track, because when he led up to that, he was basically telling him, like, basically, you popping all this shit, but then you wiped the 304 type shit, and then you had a kid by her, like, this is your wife, this is your Beyonce, you out here popping it. And then I think, like he said, it wasn't about necessarily the kid, more about Drake's character as a man, like, having to expose that, like, this is who you really are versus what you present the world to be. So I think that's why it hit a little different, I would say, in that sense. And that's the same shit that Kendrick took his routes at. Like, the type of your character, of the person you is. That's mainly all the shots that was took, even though they was bars about what exposing to show it. But that was the bottom line of Drake.
Nah, he picked them apart with, as far as that. I just mean, to me, the telling the world you was hiding a child, that shit don't hit no more right now. It was like, if I play Hit 'Em Up, and Pac yelling about how he fucked Faith Evans, I fucked your wife. Like, damn, Cub really fucked your wife. Like, that shit hit for a lifetime. When I turned on Ether and Nas, 36 in the karate class, Ty Bo Ho. Like, Cub was really doing the Ty Bo shit, the karate shit.
To that
so it's like,
yeah,
that shit hit. Now when I play Drake's song, like, nigga, it was your brother, then dude, then you. So you ain't even rapping about what you was doing. You was really rapping about what they was doing and you just seen.
But is that true?
Then he like, nah, yeah, because that's what they really came out and was like, man, they wasn't really selling drugs. It was the ones who funded their career who was the real big dope boys, the ones who got that case. I think they got hit with a RICO, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know, because I was hearing
he got away from me.
I was hearing they was doing a lot, though. So
I'm not saying they wasn't doing a lot. I'm just saying, like, on the level that they rapped and they portrayed, that's why he said you act like you was selling keys in Colombia with Pablo. Like, y'all sold to a couple of college niggas.
All these fucking rappers be acting like they was doing that shit, though, to that level.
Exactly, but when the facts came out, it was the dudes around him that was doing it on that level, not them. So that I'm giving them points for that, because it's like, ooh, because basically, you're not lying. Like, niggas was rapping about what they seen more than what they was doing. In the whole Virgil line, I never have somebody like a Virgil in my crew and try to hold his talent back. I want all my niggas to skyrocket. Then you look around, it's like, shit, everybody Drake done been around could have helped them niggas skyrocket. In that, from that battle. Now, as far as the Kendrick battle, Kendrick picking them apart, that's a whole nother convo. I'm just speaking on these two songs, which one you got being a better song now that some time went by?
Drake's song was better than me then. Yeah, but that don't mean like his bars and stuff was hitting harder. But I just liked it. Drake's music, like Pusha T didn't. And it wasn't even like that raw ruggedness of a diss track to me. He was still spitting, but his style of spitting, like I like Drake's rapping better.
Yeah,
so Drake. Maybe I was a little biased when it came to that. But
Drake, his lines gave me more ugly faces than Pusha's diss. When I go back and I listen to it, like that nigga Drake was talking some shit, cuz. That, if you really listen, he was talking some shit. What he said is no malice in you something. You really an approachable dude. Like, nigga, that's low-key disrespectful. That's just, first of all, it's a play on the name Malice. And then, like, nigga, you ain't even got no malice in you. You hella approachable. You nice as hell. Like, hold on, cuz. What the fuck, nigga? I don't know, man. I might got Drake's song winning now that I'm going back. If I'm gonna play this, I don't know what you think, cuz you gotta call a winner, nigga. Not who had the better song.
I didn't call him. Well, that's basically me saying Drake. If I said he had a better song, that's what I'm gonna go off of. Everything else, it wasn't. Drake didn't say nothing too deep to me though. Like you said, you can put all that together, but they've had niggas vouching for them saying they was moving things. So whatever, nobody said it was Pablo Escobar level. That's just being able to exaggerate the paint in the picture. When you come back at it.
I got Drake. I got Drake. I can't lie. Now, the blackface was disgusting. He definitely lose points for that. Pusha was talking. Don't get me wrong. It's just the beat of that story of Adonis. I can't keep playing that back to back. That W freestyle,
talking about beats or are you talking about what was said?
I'm talking about the overall everything. I'm going off a beat. I'm going off the vibe. I'm going off what was said. I'm going off the flow. I'm going off the realism of this lines. How real were the lines? Because you could get on a track and say anything about a person. But what makes the diss hit is when you're saying real facts about the person.
Yeah, and that was all Pusha T was spitting facts.
Pusha T was spitting facts. Like, nigga, you mad your fro wouldn't nap enough.
That's true, nigga. That's
you got that Jew fro, nigga. Pusha T was, don't get me wrong, I'm not shitting on Pusha's song at all. I just like, damn, cuz, let me revisit that.
Revisiting it don't matter though, because he won that battle when it happened. So
nah, it matters because he won strictly off the shock value of saying he got a son. Now take that line away. I don't think that battle is won.
It wasn't strictly
one-sided.
Because of that. He was exposing Drake. What did he expose? The son was a big thing. The blackface thing was a big thing. Like, I didn't know that he did all that shit at that time. And that was just crazy. He had the picture cut upside down here with the blackface paint.
Would it have been as one-sided without him exposing he had a son? Because the blackface shit, niggas was acting like they didn't even care about it.
Yeah, but niggas didn't care. Niggas didn't really argue about Drake saying something about them niggas not pushing dope. Like, nobody said nothing about that line that you just broke down.
What I'm saying. Yeah. The shock of him having a son with that porn star that we didn't know, that eliminated everything. Nobody cared about nothing else. They was trying to see the kid.
No, it would kill
him. They were trying to see if he had
a
kid.
No, he killed himself because he started saying, I was trying to hide the world from my son and my son from the world, all that type of bullshit. Like, yes, nigga, he's walking you down now. Because you making up bullshit instead of just saying, nigga, yeah, I had a son. I didn't want y'all to, nigga, fuck with him. I didn't want her to be famous yet.
I don't know. I think if we remove that Adonis line, I think the beef goes a different way. I think they got to go another round after that. But after that, he's backed out like, hell no. First of all, who's giving him info? I think that's what had him the most spooked. Where the hell he gets his info from? Because I'd have hid my kid from the world. So who told you? So he evidently had a mole in his camp. And come to find out, with the Kendrick beef, it looked like he still had a mole in his camp. So I think that's what backed him out the beef. But y'all let us know in the comments. Y'all let us know who won that.
He said, let's have a heart-to-heart about your pride. Even though your mo ties see that your soul don't look alive. The M's count different when Baby divides the pie. Like, we know that. Like, Baby was fucking a lot of them niggas. Wait, let's examine why. For the music past few years, been angry and full of lies. I started at the home front. I'm on one. Dennis Graham, stay off the gram, bitch. I'm on one. You know, that was the song at that time. But was that the I'm on one song? My father walked away at 5. Hell of a dad thing. Like, then that made him starting to show his pops more. He wasn't a white nigga. He was never talking about his pops or nothing. Then he put the nigga on the cover of the album and shit.
Nah, Kel was talking about his pops. He always talked about his pops.
Nigga, wait, when?
That nigga always talked about it, how his pops was a musical legend and shit like that.
He never talked about the nigga until More Life came. Yes, he did.
Nigga, you wasn't probably paying attention.
I was listening to all Drake shit.
Kel always talked about his pops, nigga.
Give me a song.
I don't know the song, but I mean, like, just like interviews and shit. Like, Cud would mention his
interviews.
Pop.
You ain't watching no Drake interviews. This nigga Kevin. Nobody can stand a Drake interview.
Nah, nigga, hell yeah.
Cud don't even do interviews like that.
He don't, but I specifically mean.
Bro, I listen to Drake.
He was using his dad as his black card. You remember that was like, this nigga not black.
That's when niggas he started using him. That's when, before that, he wasn't really fucking with that nigga. And then he exposed all that. It was like, I don't know, man. He said, monkey suits, Dennis, you parade him. A Steve Harvey suit, nigga, made him. Confused, always felt you weren't black enough. Afraid to grow it because your fro wouldn't nap enough. Like, cut gassing him. Cut was confused, nigga. That's why he made the black face, nigga. Feel like you weren't black enough. Fuck you talking about you gassing, cut. Like that. And them was facts, actual. So it's crazy. But Drake shit slapped too. But if I just break down, if you get overall song, yes, Drake has a better song. But
you looking at the lyrics. Like lyrics, he was dissecting like Drake up.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So. I gotta go back and look at Drake lyrics and see, even though I listened to it, but to really get context of that. Like
now, as far as culture, Pusha is like he the culture, cause like as far as compared to Drake. So I could see people siding off of that too.
But Drake is a better artist.
No, for sure.
Even if we count culture, even if I don't be biased, if they tell me to put 2 CDs in a motherfucking 5-hour drive, and ain't gonna be Pusha T.
Nah, hell no. Nah. Once I hear for the third time, like, turn this shit off, cuz. This nigga honking loogies in my ear and shit.
But the only thing I give credit to Pusha, he's been in the game a long time, because I do remember being in middle school beating on the desk to grind it.
I still do that.
So that's what's crazy. So that beat, they started off an epic run. For him to still be relevant to this day is... That takes a lot. So shout out to Pusha for that.
Nah, definitely. Even without his bro.
That's like, what I mean. For a nigga to leave you, yeah.
Got religious and all type of shit. I don't know what happened with his bro.
He tried to come back, I think. They came back and made a song. Remember something? And then I forgot what the brother was on, but he was looking crazy. But
because they had that damn case where, you know, the ones who basically funded their career got knocked by the feds. That's when his brother low-key fell back. And I think he turned into a pastor and all kind of... Like, what's up with these rappers turning pastors, cuz? What do these niggas be on? But yeah,
it's fucked up. You can't change trying to find God. Nigga scrutinize you. Nigga, would you be in the streets forever? Niggas bleed niggas for trying to find a better life. Nigga, you trying to get better, nigga? You trying to find a better life, nigga? Nigga, you ain't the homie no more. Nigga, I don't know you. Niggas be on niggas for that shit. That like, shit crazy. Oh, you want to be in the church now, nigga?
Yeah.
God damn. Niggas are bleeding. Okay, hey. We knew Cud wasn't. He supposed to be like that forever, nigga. He supposed to die that way.
Hey, what's crazy? Yeah. Niggas really used to be like that. Cause I remember in high school, nigga, we had a homie. It's right when we started our clique, right? We thinking, nigga, this is before gangs. Like, nigga, when everybody was clique banging. We like, Cud, we finna get on some shit out here, nigga. We putting, boom, we doing put-ons and everything. It's Cud's turn to get put on. We can't find this nigga for a week. Every day at lunch, we go to the tables, the same tables every day. So we looking for Cud, because Cud know it's his turn to get put on and shit. Nigga, we like, finally, like, Cud, I think it was like a Friday, like, Cud, where this nigga been at all week? Man, we like, man, go on a hunt, Cud. We finna go find this nigga. Everybody, we go everywhere. We go to the top of the science building. We go look at the football field, the bleachers, basketball court, auditorium. We cannot find this nigga. Something said, man, let's go look in the computer room. Like, that was attached to the library. We went to the computer room.
No, niggas never go.
Niggas don't go. Nigga, we walk in. It's like, you know when the homies walk in, cuz you be like, oh, hey, what's up? Cuz, like, looking at the computer, but looking at us out the side of his eyes. I know he see niggas. This nigga's yelling his name. I ain't gonna say his name on the stream. We yelling his fucking name. So we finally go up to cuz. The fuck you doing in here? He like, oh, I'm applying to college. Nigga, we must have got on this nigga so tough. Bitch ass nigga, you in here trying to fucking apply to nigga, you know you ain't going to college, nigga. You trying to graduate, bitch ass nigga.
That's crazy. Hey, niggas was not letting niggas do no
niggas
no
was
positive.
Not letting niggas do nothing positive. That's we was on crazy. Straight bullshit, nigga. We must have snatched that nigga out the seat, nigga. Get your ass back here and run this fade,
it's fucked
nigga.
Up, because now niggas finna whoop you even more for hiding.
Nah, for sure. Like, nigga, that was crazy. Because looking back at it, it's like, if a nigga don't want to get put on, you shouldn't even put him on in the first place.
Nah, facts.
But it was, nigga, I cried laughing thinking about it. I said, damn, cuz, we really got on a nigga head for trying to go to college, cuz.
That's because a lot of shit just be a phase for niggas, and then niggas just want to be a part of it when it's good. Like, you know, so... That's what I see a lot going on today. It's like, it's not even more about the action like it used to be. It's more like, it's a phase. You might be looked at a certain way. You get a little females from being from a certain gang, and you go up on the internet. You got the people that never leave the port, so they see you outside going crazy on the internet. So it's a cold game. But never fault your friends or nobody that wants more for themselves in life or wants to do better. Anybody, any nigga that, any of my homies, y'all want to stop gangbanging, y'all choose to live your life and do something better, I salute you. You know what I'm saying? So
definitely, definitely, definitely elevate. You definitely got to let go of old ways to become a new person. You can't lug old luggage when you're trying to ascend that mountain to the top of a new life. You got to dump that shit. You got to leave all the baggage, because you got to show up at the clearance gate with nothing. Get new bags when you land in your new life. Because trying to bring that old shit is going to have old results. So don't get it twisted when we on the pod and we just be naturally being ourselves thinking, oh, this nigga still thinking like YNs. No, nigga, we still are who we are. We still come from where we come from. So we still act certain ways when we around our folks. We know how to code switch and all that. But nigga, we up here comfortable. Y'all are peoples, cuz. We fucking with y'all. This viral gang. We know when it's time to change the dynamics of the language up. And we know when it's time to just chill and just be ourselves and be how we be.
One thing that... I'm going to say don't do, though, is when y'all do find y'all path or y'all find something better to do, don't try to convert niggas. Like, everybody has to have their own relationship. I believe, in my opinion, with God, and the way you get there is different for everybody else. So I think that's the biggest problem. It's not even nothing wrong with talking to people about new things you learn or sharing. But when you finally, you know how some people finally turn to a new religion and they own you, like battering it on you? That's a different story. I think that makes people look at you a certain way and not allow you to grow into the person you're trying to become. But I do understand, though, me a little different, because I understand when people get like that, they're excited to be something else than feeling like you wasn't shit at a point. So salute to y'all, though. Just, hey, everybody out there going through it, go get some motherfucking sunlight. Go take a hike. It's about time we do that push-up challenge for niggas. Because I want to see how many y'all can do 50 push-ups. And the women, y'all going to have to start doing 50 squats.
Squats, lunges, Pilates, yoga. Yoga and Pilates is the key if you're a female. That, balanced out with weights, you unstoppable. Like, a female's body is already incredible when she lifts weights and eats right. When she add on Pilates and yoga, though... Different. Listen, fellas, go to a Pilates class one day. Nigga, you gonna be in there like, oh my God, this shit done changed a nigga life. Cause it don't be no niggas in there. It don't be no men in there for real. It done turned into some female stuff, even though I think a man invented Pilates and yoga, I believe. But mainly women do it now. Nigga, I took one of them Pilates classes, nigga. Oh my God. First of all, it's all different flavors in there. Rarely you gonna see us in there at all. So it's all different flavors in there. And then it's like the slim, thick, solid, but flexible. It's like, you know, you see a thick, thin, slim chick. Like, everything is slim, but it's hitting in all the right spots. The ass is hitting right. The thighs is hitting right, but the calves is still skinny. She got ankles. You can see her ankle bones. That's a different type of thickness. Because, you know, you got the thick chicks that's just straight BBW. Everything is thick. Even the ankles is thick.
Them the ones that's thick that they should still sit right when they take the clothes off.
Yeah, like that slim thick. It's like when the pants come off, the ass still sit as high as it do when the pants
And it might look bigger than what you thought it was.
Man, you ever had them skinny ones? You like, her body ain't really shit. Then she take her clothes off. You like, that's God crazy. Damn, where was this shit hiding at? Them be them sleepers, cuz. I like them because I ain't even like skinny chicks growing up. I always was like a BBW chaser, like a BBW slayer. But I don't know, cuz growing up, them thin.
It's a different time, man. It's summertime, man. Ooh, it's time to activate, man.
God, nigga, I got a couple of them under the belt. I'm like, oh, yeah, this shit. I see what the homies was talking about in high school. Because it always was like the group. You got the skinny chick. You got the slim, thick chick. Then you got the super thick chick. I always was super thick for whatever reason, cuz it was just in the nigga DNA.
Nah, facts. Yeah, but get on y'all workout, man. Get on this fitness journey, man.
Health is wealth, man. Get on it. We'll be back in the studio later today in a couple hours. I'm finna go double up, go hit the gym one more time. You feel me? Get right. I might come in here later with a tank top, cuz, just to show y'all I'm not playing. You feel me? All you niggas under them reaction pages, y'all talking crazy, cuz. Talk crazy when y'all see niggas in public, cuz. We gonna show you niggas what crashing out mean, allegedly. you know we pop up like Candyman, nigga. What my nigga Mac Wop said, cuz, they done ran down on two of us, cuz, they on two. don't be the third, nigga. The viral way. Bang!
Ain't no handouts, I did it from the ground up. In the streets, thugging hardest where they found us. Got a problem, nigga, watch my troopers mount up. My bitches bang too, and you a lame though. You niggas ain't outside, yeah, we came through. You want your lights up, we put you on the shot.